Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Jellico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's just good to be back lifting up the name of Jesus again today, and we're glad that you've tuned in. Just get a hold of your neighbors and your friends and let them know that we're on tonight, and tell them how to get in to find us, and we'll appreciate that. We just thank God for all that he's doing. We're excited about what he's going to do in the revival. We're going to be in revival. We won't be on next Thursday. We'll be in revival. And I think it's the 16th. We won't be on the 16th, but we'll be coming back on, I think, the 23rd. But if you're in the neighborhood of Madisonville, Jellico, all the surrounding areas, come on out and be with us. It'll be at 391 Hickory Grove Road, Madisonville, Tennessee. And our pastor, Don Harris, will be preaching there. And Brother Johnny Harris. And Brother Ron Bard and others. So just come on out and be with us. We expect to have a good move of the Holy Ghost there. And just tell your friends and your neighbors about that. If you're in the area, come on out and be with us. And we just want to thank God for the ones that he's touching in my family. He's saving them, and I just thank God for it. I've seen 6 of them saved now, and bunch more we expect to come to the Lord, and we're still just praying that, you know, that they'll be drawn by the Spirit. So we just thank God for all that he's doing, and we thank all the listeners from all around the world that are tuned in tonight, and we just pray that we'll be a blessing to someone, and that someone will get closer to the Lord, or someone will get saved or healed or set free or delivered. That's what we're here to, lift up the name of Jesus and see people born again and see people set free from the bondage of sin. So just tell your friends and your neighbors that we're on tonight. And if you will, like it and share it, because that'll help the broadcast to get out farther and the gospel to get out to others. And Facebook listeners can put their comments or their praise reports or prayer request in the comments below, and we'll get with them and pray with them. And if you do have a praise report, we'd like to hear about it. And we just want to let everybody know that that we'll be in revival June the 13th through the 19th. So there won't be no broadcast for Brother Don Harris this week or for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast, but we'll be back next week. And we just want to let everybody know that the subject today is, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. Ecclesiastes 3:1. And so just worship the Lord with us, and we're going to have Tim to come around and bless you with some songs, and then we're going to have our pastor to come around and bless you with some preaching. Just bear with him. He's trying to get it ready here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Christian loves to wreck my sin, and we blame it on the world we're in. We say there's nothing we can do. Instead of being shot and lost, we're just riding our own lives. As Christians, we're not doing our part, we're just getting used to the dark. Getting used to the dark. Getting used to the dark. We're not praying to treat any heart, we're just getting used to the dark. Now things all around us, yet we don't think the world is really as bad as it seems. We just close our eyes to what's going on. We're not working for a better man. Won't give our brother a helping hand. Time to show the world a little spark instead of getting into the dark. We're getting into the dark. Getting used to the dark. We're not praying to change any heart. We're just getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're not praying to change any heart. We're just getting used to the dark. Getting used to the dark.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Yes.
Glory Jesus. To your name, Lord.
I don't like you to me, so precious to me. He's my friend, he's my anchor, he'll never forsake. He's something very special on Calvary Hill. He died in my place so that I lovely, he's all together lovely, the beautiful rose of Sharon, the lily among the thorns. He's a fairest of 10,000, he's my bright morning star, he's my friend. He's my Savior, he's Jesus, my Lord. I can see him hanging yonder on Calvary's hill. Wounded and waiting, he was crucified for me. He was buried, and on the third day, he left from that old tomb. He ascended into heaven, and he's coming back soon. Lovely, lovely, he's all together lovely. The beautiful rose of Sharon, the lily among the thorns. He's the fairest of 10,000. He's my bright morning star. He's my friend. He's my Savior. He's Jesus, my Lord. seems altogether lovely, the beautiful rose of Sharon, the lily of the Lord. He's the fairest of 10,000, he's my light, morning star, he's my friend. He's my Savior, he's Jesus, my
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank God.
Praise God.
Hearts and lives, and through songs, and Brother Tim sings, Praise God that it'll be a blessing to you and make you a little bit stronger in the Lord.
Yes.
Praise God, because what we all need is to, the Bible said, to resist the devil.
Amen.
He'll flee from you.
That's right.
Draw nigh to God. He'll draw nigh unto you.
Yes.
Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded.
Yes.
Praise God. And you know, a time that we need to get our mindset, praise God, on the Lord and the blessings of the Lord, because we all know that it's in Him that we have life.
Yes.
And have it more abundantly. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And He truly loves us this evening and wants to help us.
Yes.
Praise God. And He's our great physician, I believe I said.
Yes.
Maybe last week, He's the Lord thy God, and He'll look thee.
Yes.
And He'll save our souls.
Yes.
If we'll come.
Yes,
to Him. And that's what it's all about.
Amen.
Praise God. The whole thing is about you that's out there lost without the Lord, that will say or do something that might cause you to want to turn your life around and believe.
Yeah.
On Jesus Christ, or you have needs, praise God, that you'll realize that He is able to meet your needs, whatever they may be, that He's able to supply all of our needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. I just pray that you invite somebody and you'll just settle in, praise God, and open up your heart and receive the blessings of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Jesus come to touch you and I, to build us up and to make us strong in the power of the Lord.
Amen.
Paul said, in the power of God and in His might, putting on, praise God, the armor of God, that we might be able to stand in the evening time or the end time. Hallelujah, done it all to stand.
Yes.
And look unto Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The author and the finisher of our faith. You know, we have beautiful days. It's been another beautiful day like today.
Yes.
With bad stormy last night, heavy rains, a lot of flooding. Praise God, a lot of things are going on. But you know, when we get to heaven, yes, praise God, there won't be no storm.
Amen.
Clouds gathering fire. Praise God, it'll just be one big grand and glorious day.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God, the same. Everybody, I believe they sang a song out of the hymn book. Everybody will be happy.
Yes.
Over there. Bringing that lot of sadness, a lot of heartache, a lot of trouble, praise God, and things brewing in our land and our country. Praise God, but the place that we're going to, one day after a while, hallelujah, everybody, praise God, is going to be happy, because there'll be no sickness over there. There'll be no suffering over there. Praise God, there'll be no more trip to the hospital, the nursing homes, or the doctor's offices, because there'll be no sickness in that land, praise God.
Yeah.
You talk about a day, hallelujah, of shouting and rejoicing and praising the Lord. But first of all, we got to get ourselves ready that we can go there, praise God, and to live and to be with Jesus Christ forever and forevermore. Praise God. And I pray tonight that somebody will be blessed and touched by the Lord. Praise God. And I just turn to the Lord. But want to say to you out there, praise God, give God your very best. Do what you can, maybe to help somebody else, or tell somebody about Jesus and what He done for me and you, and what He done for me He died for somebody else.
Yes.
And he died for everybody that will come
Amen.
And accept him into their heart and life.
Amen.
He'll be a God to you. He'll be a Savior to you. He'll be your doctor.
Amen.
Praise God. He'll be your Savior.
Yes.
He'll be your deliverer. Hallelujah. In the time of need and in the time of trouble, he'll always be there. Praise God to bless you and sustain you and give you joy. Praise God in this world. I don't really know about how the only way we can know how, praise God, is get born into the family of God and get Jesus into our heart and our life. Praise God. And we thank God for all of our brothers and our sisters across this land that's preaching the word of God, that's trying their best to see somebody saved and somebody, praise God, get their needs met. On its time, our writer said, look unto Jesus. Praise God, people to look at everything tonight and any way they can. But we need to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Praise God. And brothers and sisters, I believe that whatever our need is, I believe that he is able to take care of it. Praise God, and sustain you and build you up and make you strong in the power of God. Hallelujah. I know a lot of people have been weakened. I praise God through doubt and unbelief and people that won't stand on the promises of God or won't stand for the truth of the Word of God. Hallelujah. And I thank very familiar scripture when Jesus began to talk to them and told them that he got to leave them. Hallelujah. And they told him, said, Lord, we don't know where you're going and how can we know the way. Jesus come back to them and praise God. And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Praise God. And brother, he's still the way. He's still the truth. He's still the life. Praise God. And if you ain't got Jesus, you don't have life. Praise God, where you can live forevermore. Praise the Lord. If you ain't got him, you'll die forevermore. But if you got Jesus, word of God says, he that has the Son has life.
Yes.
But he that has not the Son has not life. I'm a friend. Praise God. Many people today is trying to climb up some other way besides going in at the door. Hallelujah. I would not tell you, it's time we get in after the Word of God.
Yes.
And then the Bible says, and study to show yourself approvable, a workman that need not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing by the word of truth. A friend, there's a way. I'm telling you tonight, ain't a way that seemeth right, not the man, but the end thereof. It is a way to death. Praise God. It's a way out there. And people think it's right, but it ain't right. There's a one way to make it his, to the poor to look. One way to accept Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Brother, you can't do it. But it's changing your mind. Or signing a church book. Or shaking a preacher's hand. You've got to come to Jesus Christ. Sorry for your sin. Godly sorrow works repentance.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Brother, when you come to him with a broken heart, I'm sorry, Lord, that I've sinned against you. Brother, the Bible said, he's faithful and he's just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And praise God, write your name down in the Lamb Jesus Christ of salvation in no other name. Hallelujah, he's the one. Break up and find nobody else that loves you enough, or cared enough for you, and then died for you. Even your old dad or mom might not die for you, but bring up to you, Jesus loved us enough that he was willing to come and pay the sin debt on an old rugged cross of Calvary, where we could live and he could have him a church and a people that's called by his name. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit is still reaching out and bidding people to come. Red Wall is calling. Come to the Lord. Holy the devil is knocking at your heart. You need to come and recognize, praise God, who it is that's calling you. I call he loves you. I can't tell it enough. I can't preach it enough. The love of God that a man lay down his life for his friend. And he said, I'll lay it down that you can live.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, thank you. And he did.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. I tell you, he's still coming down.
Yes.
He's moving by his power.
Amen.
He's moving by his spirit.
Glory to God.
Or two or three will gather together. He said, there I am in the midst.
Thank
you, don't take a house full to see God work.
Amen.
Just a few coming in his name. Praise God, I tell you, down there in Cleveland House of Prayer, God's House of Prayer,
yes.
Praise God, the Holy Ghost power of God filled up place last night.
Yes.
Church, he's still touching people.
Yes.
He's still blessing people,
yes,
and moving.
God.
If we'll get to God and bother him in the beauty of holiness, praise God. All the church, I hate to say it, but people drifting far away. Hallelujah, people. It's saying, I want to find a better way. Hallelujah. The church, praise God, Jesus Christ, he'll lead you. He'll help you. He'll give you power and authority over all the past. And that's what I want to come on into. Hallelujah. Power. I stand for the Lord. Power to overcome every spirit and every force.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I would come. I'll pull you away. Or to pull you down. Or to weaken your faith in the Lord. Oh, church, we need some strong church people that believe God, that staggers not at the promises of the Lord through doubt or unbelief, but is fully persuaded what he spoke here in this word, that he's able to do it and he will do it.
Yes, amen.
If we'll only believe,
yes,
we want to read just a little bit here in the book of Revelation. Going to start off, praise God, here as John the Revelator began to start it off in verse 1 of the first chapter. He said the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God had given to him, how to show unto his servants things which must surely come to pass. Brother, I'm telling you, it's coming to pass. Praise the Lord, everything that Jesus said that's going to take place. It's a taking place. It's happening. And we see right down almost the closing out. Hallelujah. I know people back in the days of old. Amen. Thank praise God that their journeys would end. Footprint is sure. And we hear, praise God, it's getting a little closer. Oh, did not the Bible say it's appointed unto man once to die and after this the judgment. But how's it going to be if your number and my number rolled up before the Lord and our time come? Hallelujah. And this life would be over with. Do we have a promise of eternal life? Do we believe that Jesus Christ can give us life? Hallelujah. Not only that, will I believe He can give us victory and power and authority over everything. Hallelujah. A lot of people in the fight of the Holy Spirit, seducing spirits. Hallelujah. But the Lord give us power to be able to stand and overcome. Hallelujah to be. But he began to send his servant John, and God began to come and began to preach it and began to tell, hallelujah, and let us know that there's a way, hallelujah, that we can feel. Oh, I know the Bible said there's a way that streameth right unto man, but the end thereof is the way to death. My Lord, people's trying many different things and trying to rearrange and to restructure God's way. But first thing is laid down. Hallelujah. Then the Bible say it's so plain. A wayfaring man, no fool, should not utter therein. Friend, when we stand before Jesus Christ on the judgment day, we will not be able to make excuses. Oh Lord, I didn't know this. Oh well, why didn't we know it? Hallelujah. Why don't we know the right way? Why don't we know, praise God, that there ain't but one way that you can be saved? Ain't but one way you can go to hell. Hallelujah. They may be preachers telling you that there's many different ways to go there. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you tonight, praise God, they're not telling you the truth. Because Jesus Christ is the only man that ever give his life for the sins of this world. And he took and he gave up, praise God, the ghost. He died. But my Lord, he rose on that third day and he said, I'm alive. And I'm alive forevermore. And friend, if you got him, if you got Jesus in your life, you've been born into the family of God, you've got life, and you can live, and you can live forevermore in the presence of an almighty God. Hallelujah. All down through here, they come preaching it. They come telling it. They come opening doors. I was signs and wonders. I was following the believers. And God was adding to the church daily as such as should be saved. He's wanting to add to your life. Hallelujah. How far you may have been, how deep you are in the realm of the Spirit and into the Word of God. He'll take you deeper than you've ever been, higher than you've ever walked, into the rims of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, he said in the last days, God said, hallelujah, I'll pour out my Spirit upon you sons, upon you daughters, you servants, and my handmaids. I'll pour out of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. Did not he say, old men will dream dreams, young men we'll see visions. Hallelujah. Boy, we need to get our minds off of this world and get it on Jesus. Amen. I can say, here tonight, if you've been risen with Christ, if you've been born again, if you've been raised from the dead, yes, I'm talking about when we were spiritually dead, in trespassing and in sin, dead without God, but we believe on Jesus Christ, the resurrection. Then they say, he that believeth in me, even though he's dead, yet shall live. And he that liveth and believes in me shall never die. Well, up here, we need to shut out. We need to close down all the worldly things. Hallelujah. And get our minds and our affections set on heavenly things. People's burning. I'm talking about, and I hate to be the one says it, hallelujah, preachers is a burning in their lust. Our everything, my God, it's after lust, after the things of the world, lust, after Christ, men and women burning their hearts and their lust, men with men, women with women. I praise God, nobody much is happy with who their God always wanting somebody else, brother, but praise God for something greater. Brother, I'll tell you, hallelujah, Jesus is the greatest thing that ever happened. What was the greatest? When he went to Calvary, hallelujah, and he hung there on that cross, and he yielded, and he gave up the ghost, was the greatest event that ever took place down here, when there was a door opened up, and there was a way made into the holies of holies through the Spirit, through the veil, into the presence of an almighty God. Woo! Brother Word, you can rejoice in the Lord and in the power. Greatest thing, my. Oh, Paul said, that situation, if you be risen, but that's the situation, that's the problem of it. A lot of them have said, they've been risen with Jesus. They're not really been risen. Oh, friend, let me tell you, Word of God says you will know a tree by the fruit that it bears. A good tree does not bring forth a corrupt fruit. Neither does a corrupt tree bring forth a good fruit. A good fruit. But every tree is known, hallelujah, by the fruit that it bears. And man, I'll tell you, if ever was a time, if you call by name, you say, I'm a Christian, I'm a child of God, it's time to go to God We let our light shine. It's time, hallelujah. We bird on some good fruit. That we be up in Jesus still. One time, don't you know, I must be up and about the Father's business. Elizabeth, most people today, they're working the work of the devil. And hallelujah. Hey, let the devil use them more than the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Use them. But I'm telling you, he will not dwell in an unclean temple. You've got to be pure. You've got to be holy.
Amen.
And praise God. Portion is Jay Jack. Won't get the job done. You got to be washed. You got to be washed in the blood. By the hand of God, go down Calvary, old rugged cross. My, if we be rich, you know what, my Lord, you don't hear me anymore. We'll get right down into the book. I'm talking about the Word of God. This little book I'm holding in hand. Praise God, in a charge was put on me and on you. And he said, preach the word. Be entered in season. Reprove and rebuke and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. All the times come and they will not endure sound. All preachers is what to do. Lord, it'll tickle people's chairs. I ain't gonna get it done. Preach the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Tell the people. Praise God. Reprove it. Rebuke and say it. And the devil in his crowd.
Amen.
Can't climb up some other way. Make it into heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can't live hypocrite life all week.
That's right.
Praise God. And on Sunday morning, sang, oh, how I love Jesus. Praise God, or preach how I love him, how the anointing of God is upon me. Brother, I'll tell you what. If I live right, God will be there. If I walk right, if I smell right, if I praise God, look right. Hallelujah, I'll tell you, I don't believe you have to wear a big sign on your back going down through the Walmart or down the streets in Nashville. I'm a Christian. My Lord, I believe they'll know you by the fruit, by the way you live, by the way you act, by the conversation that you're having. Look, Paul said, are you rich? If you be risen with Christ, take these things that are above. Take your mind. Take your affection. Take your thoughts on heavenly things.
Yes.
My main goal is, and I'm telling you right now, that I ain't out here to offend nobody or to hurt nobody. I'm out to preach you the word.
Yes.
I'll tell you the truth. I'll try my best. I'll warn some lost person. You've got to come to Jesus. Hallelujah. I ain't going to tell you. You've got to join no church. But I will tell you. You've got to be born again. You've got to be saved. You've got to know your name is wrote down in the Lamb of the Lamb.
Thank you, Lord.
You want to go sign your name on a church book? That's all right. Hallelujah, that won't take you to heaven.
That's right.
Now, if they won't preach you the Word of God, people won't preach you the Bible, you need to get out of there.
Yes, right.
You need to get where they'll preach the Word of God. They're not compromised. They're not cut corners for grandma. Her grandpa, hallelujah. Oh, I got to please that because he paid me my tithes. He paid me this. Well, my Lord, if they have to buy you to get you to preach, you ain't no good no way. He'll come a devil along. One day he'll offer you more money have to go and live for them. But praise God, I'll tell you what. Jesus said, go into the highways, into the hedges, and compel them to come in. That mile, my people.
Amen.
Where are we at? Study. He said to show yourself.
Yes.
Approvable. Hallelujah, workman. Need not to be ashamed. Praise God, and I'll tell you what. A lot of times when you outgender, praise God, wandering around. Bible said we in the world, but we're not of the world. But that's where we need to let our light shine. That's where saints of God need to dress right. Need to smell right and walk right. Praise God. And I'll tell you, they need to have a voice. And that voice needs to be for Jesus. Warning people. Hallelujah. Flee from the wrath to come. Because that great day of his wrath is coming. And who will be able to stand, glory to God. But everybody. It won't rearrange this Bible. Let's write us a new one. Let's take this out. Praise God. Brother, they wrote new Bibles and they took out. Hallelujah. Brother, I'll tell you, praise God, we don't need to take out one word. But what did that angel tell old John, the revelator? He said, you take this little book and you eat it up. Hallelujah. Eat it all. My Lord Jesus said, man don't live by bread alone, but he lives by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I'll tell you, I'll preach it to him. And he said, boys, after my departure, he went to, I began to preach him a message. He said, I'm not held back. I'm not. I'll give you everything. And God said, it's in my hands. It's clean from the blood of all men. But I'm not shunned. I've not cut corners. I've not given in to seducing spirits and doctrine of devils. Hallelujah. The Paul said, after my departure, grave it was. It's going to enter in among you. Not spiring the flock. Let me tell you, friend, the devil don't care for you. Only thing the devil wants you to honor him first. Because he wants to take you to hell. How do you know that's where he's going to stay at? Hallelujah. Well, I want you to know. Hallelujah. And the devil, my Lord, he wants to take everybody that he can out to that place. Hallelujah. But grievous wolves has entered in among you. Folks is not firing the flock. Oh, they don't care about you. All they want is the money you pay them. Hallelujah. And they want to preach you a little sermon ahead. Hallelujah. Everybody will pat it on the back. But my Lord, I'll tell you, this word right here, it'll cut sin out of you. It'll put righteousness in you. It'll put holiness in you. Hallelujah. When it gets done with that, you'll be ready to go to heaven. You'll be pure. You'll be holy. For the grace of God that brought salvation has appeared unto all men. What's it done? It's teaching us. It's helping us. Getting us to recognize what you got to do, preacher. I got to deny ungodly and worldly lust. And what have I got to do? I got to live sober and righteous and godly in this present world.
Amen.
I'll be drunk with wine.
Amen.
Where it is excess. But he said to be full.
Yes.
Of the Spirit.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. How many people today full of the Spirit, full of the power of God, full of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Man, I tell you, old Jeremiah and him was full of it, wasn't he?
Yes.
Peter and him was full of it. Jeremiah said, it's like fire shut up in the bones. People's fit. Full of foolish talking, vain jangling. Hallelujah. All they like to tell jokes. My Lord, I was going through the TV the other day. Run up on a preacher. My Lord, and I begin to look on our first number. I wanted to call him. Hallelujah. All he's talking garbage, ungodly, nothing, not containing to the Word of God. I wanted to call it and say, I thought Paul said, preach the Word, hallelujah. Be it, what good the fiery test? Oh, it may tickle your ear. It may make it light, but it'll not take you to heaven. It'll not sanctify your soul. Hallelujah. But the Word of God will cleanse you and lead you into all truth.
Yes, preach it.
Yes, it's we.
Hallelujah. Boy, did we get down to it. We obey it. We follow it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We study it. It'll come out.
Right.
All this junk in us.
Amen.
It will. It'll kill the flesh.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Paul said there ain't no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walks not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Yes.
Praise God, what is people? Man, I tell you, praise God, we got our little preachers running around here, supposed to be a preaching the Word of God, supposed to be a setting patterns and examples. For this younger generation, how to follow after. Hallelujah. My Lord, I'll tell you what. Praise God. We need some holy men and holy women of God. Hallelujah. And present their God a living sacrifice.
Yes, amen.
You know, a lot of times, words don't reach out and get them. A lot of times. But the life you live.
Amen, that's it.
Praise God will be a more light to them and more of a pattern to people.
Amen.
And more example to people than all the words you'll ever say.
Yes.
Is living before and showing forth the love of Jesus.
Yes.
And Jesus said it very plainly. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I know people, more you get into the Spirit, more you get into the Word of God, more people are back away from you.
Amen.
But that's all right.
Yes, that's all
praise right. God, I don't have to have people.
Amen.
But I have got to have Jesus.
Amen.
Brother, you don't have to have a house full to get you into heaven or to preach the Word of God.
Amen.
But we do got to have Jesus.
Yes.
It's good to have friends, ain't it?
Okay.
It's good to have loved ones. But when you begin to walk down through the pages of the Word of God, and hallelujah, when it comes out, and friends will walk away from you.
Amen.
Because you're standing for the truth.
Amen.
Let me tell you, keep standing for the truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Who's going to take you into heaven?
Nobody but Jesus.
I love my friends. I love my people that supports me. I tell you, but I love Jesus.
Yes.
Praise the Lord because he died for me.
Amen.
We've got to get our minds back on him. Continue fasting and praying.
Praise
the Lord. Seeing results. Seeing God move.
Yes.
Oh, somebody needs a healing.
Amen.
Somebody needs a touch.
Yes.
People don't want to fast and pray.
Come on.
They don't want to. Why did Jesus go into the garden? Why did Jesus fast? He didn't want to go to the cross.
Amen.
He had to crucify, kill out.
Yeah.
Pray, not my will.
Yeah.
Lord, it ain't our will. It ain't your will. It's His will.
Yes, amen. That's
amen.
It.
Hallelujah. But whose will? Who are we trying to please?
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. It's good to pat you ones on the back. Tell them they've done a good job. Support them. But boys, we don't need to praise man. We need to praise the one that died for us. On that old cruel cross. Made a way. But he said, set your affections on things above, not on the things of this world.
Amen.
Hallelujah, because this world is going to pass away.
Right.
And all that you do for Jesus is the only thing that's going to last.
Amen.
Didn't know it was going to go that way.
Thank you.
Praise God, I'll read. Colossians 3, verse 1. You then be risen. Have you been risen with Christ? If you've been risen with Christ, seek these things which are above.
Yes.
For Christ sitteth on the right hand of God.
Amen.
He said, set your affections on things above.
Yes.
Not on the things of this earth.
Right.
People are worrying themselves to death.
Amen.
About this and that. We need to be worrying about how are we standing.
Amen.
Where are we standing at?
Come on.
That's right.
Well, God, the Lord said, if I be lifted up,
yes,
I'll draw all men unto me.
Yes.
I believe when we're doing the will of the Lord, I believe in the scripture say, He'll make our enemies be at peace with us.
Amen.
Praise God. But set your affections. Let's get our minds on worship.
Yes.
Praise and glory.
Amen.
And honor in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes, set your affections on things above. Not on the things of this earth. For ye are dead. Hallelujah. You're dead and your life
yes.
is hid with Christ in God.
Yes.
You're dead.
Yeah.
What do you mean, preacher? You're dead. You died out to this world.
That's right.
You died out to the flesh.
Amen.
You killed that old spirit.
Come on.
That pulled you into sin.
Come on.
And caused you to commit all kinds of ungodly acts.
Amen.
When Jesus, if Jesus did move into your heart and your life, hear me tonight. When Jesus moved in, the devil had to move out.
Amen.
Your life,
glory,
hallelujah, is hid in God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Oh, praise God, for you're dead. Are we dead to this world?
Come on.
Are we dead to the flesh?
That's it.
Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Neither the corruption, put on incorruption.
Yes.
My Lord, we need to put on Christ.
Amen.
We need to put on the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And that ain't for this one church. I know a lot of people may have preached it. They may, a lot of them may believe it. Oh, we're holy. Certain denominations think they're so holy.
Come on.
But I don't care who you are, where you come from, or where you're at. Praise God, you've got to be holy. Amen. You've been born again. That old man, that devil that lived in us. When Jesus moved in, that devil moved out.
Amen.
And let me tell you.
Thank you, Lord.
If you had a pot problem of smoking joints, smoking, doping up.
Come on.
When Jesus moved in, that old habit had to leave when the devil did.
Amen.
That's right.
If it didn't leave, then you didn't get what you needed.
That's right.
You need to slide back into that altar.
Yes.
And get right with God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You may fight against them forces. Devil may keep trying to bring them back. And keep a trying to overrun you with it.
Come on.
And trying to force you to do these things that's wrong.
Thank you.
But then Paul said the weapons of your warfare is not carnal. But he said they're mighty through God.
Amen.
Tearing down strongholds.
Amen.
Tearing down, destroying imagination.
Yes.
That's hard.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's hard. Devil wants to get in your mind.
Yes.
And beat it and beat it and beat it in your mind.
Amen.
But somehow, now Lord, we got to get a hold of the power of God.
Yes.
And to be able to resist the devil, and he'll flee from you.
Amen.
That's right.
Yes.
Your life.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to read it and come to a close. For you dead, for you are dead. And your life is hid with Christ.
Yes.
You're dead. You got out to sin.
Amen.
You got out to the works of the flesh.
Thank you, Jesus.
But you come alive in the spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mortify therefore your members, which are upon earth. Mortify them. Stop them. Kill them out.
Yes.
Praise God. Give yourself. Put down fornication.
Amen.
Uncleanness. All of these things.
Amen.
That worked in the flesh. And in the lust of the flesh.
Come on.
Praise God, God. And you may have a problem with them. Fighting. But praise God, we'll win, right?
Yes.
Amen.
That devil ain't got enough power to take.
Amen.
Take you and I over.
Right.
I called it last night or Friday night or one night, John 4:4, which I use a lot.
Amen.
And little John said, little children, we overcome that wicked one.
Amen.
Well, how do you overcome the wicked one?
Thank you, Jesus.
So he went on to say, oh, greater is he that is in you,
yes,
than he that is in the world.
Amen.
Jesus lives in you.
Yes.
He's bigger, he's greater, he's powerful.
That's right.
Than anything else,
yes,
that will come against you.
Amen.
Set your minds. Let's get our minds back on Jesus.
Yes, amen.
And his coming.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm telling you, he's coming.
Yes, he is.
He's coming. Are you ready?
Yes.
Praise God, we're going to get off here. Let Brother Tim come back.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say, and our brother's coming on. Will you reach out? Stand tuned. Study God's word. Resist that spirit.
Amen.
Resist that devil, whatever he's trying to do to you.
Yes.
I don't know what he's trying to do to you. I don't know how he's trying,
Lord,
to tear you down, but I know he is.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But I know you got power.
Yeah.
Jesus said, boys, cast all your cares upon me, because he said, I care for you.
Yes,
he loves you. May the Lord richly bless you. Do you remember the revival we're going in?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Monday night, Hickory Grove, House of Prayer.
Yes.
Praise God, different ones of us, me and Brother Ron, Brother John. Don't know how many more be there preaching, but we're going to have revival.
Yes.
Little Horse Sunday's our homecoming day. You remember that? Also
yes.
Our homecoming day at Show Creek.
Yes.
So let's pray one for another. You pray for me. Praise
Amen.
God. And let's pray for each other. Pray one for another.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Brother Tim comes on. We love you. Tonight, we appreciate all our listeners.
Yes.
Appreciate you out there and what you're doing. You're lifting up the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We appreciate it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We appreciate all our lost people watching round and about the world.
Yes.
And pray that we can do something or say something to bless
yes.
you. As Brother Tim yes. comes on.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Abraham, great for today. God will give him a son.
Thank you, man.
Blessed Isaac was his name, the greatest gift he'd ever known. It came the day who would have dreamed. God said, he gave him to me. All this mountain you will bring. If you and I take or sing you, then I lay my life broken heart, but my father's house, all this altar here he lay. Justified, it wasn't him. God wanted me. Most of us, I dare to say, have an Isaac standing in God's way. But it's all near God, all through God will pray. It's all through Isaac. If you, when I lay my life down, broken heart, by my father's crown, all this altar here delayed, justified it wasn't him. God wanted me on this altar here he lay. Justified it wasn't him. God wanted me.
Where you are and where you're at, then we'll get the next one on.
That's Brother James Miles, Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. Let me get this other one on, and then we'll let you obey the Lord.
All right, sis.
706, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, this is Brother Billy Keeler calling in from Varnell Full Gospel Church.
Praise the Lord. Good to have you in here tonight. Brother Miles, you going to go first? Do you want him to go first?
Let Brother Billy go.
Okay.
I know. I mean,
go ahead.
It don't matter to me. If he called in first, he can go.
Well,
I'm
said for you to go.
Okay. All right, then. I just want to say I love the Lord, you know. Give him all the praises and everything. And if it weren't for the Lord, you know, praise God, I've been a world of hurt, praise God. A lot of us would, but, you know, we don't have to be in this world of hurting. We can live in this world. And if we got Jesus in our life, praise God, he takes that hurt away and he replaces it with love, praise God. And he teaches us in his word how to walk like Jesus. And his word tells us, you know, this Bible's like a love letter, you know, praise God. It will tell you anything and everything that's wrong with you. And all you got to do is search the scriptures and find out what it is, you know. These all the answer to every problem in your life is in the Bible. But when you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, a lot of them problems will go away, praise God, because you'll have a new home. You'll have a new body, praise God. You'll have a new life here on earth, praise God. And old things have passed away, you know. But, you know, that's what we got to keep on keeping doing, you know. I think we're in Ecclesiastes 3?
Yeah.
1? Okay, to everything, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which was planted. You know, I'll stop right there for a minute. People don't understand, you know, they think that he's talking about a gardener, you know, but he ain't. When you help bring Christians to the Lord, and when you do, you plant the seed in there, and praise God, when that seed start growing, they'll raise up, and they repent and give their life to God, you know. I'll tell you, it's time to be born. And once you be born, praise God, then you die out of that world that we're living in, because there's nothing there no more that I want. There's nothing there no more that I need. I don't need nothing from them, from the world, you know, from anyone else but God. For he said, amen, I'll supply your every needs, praise God. And no matter what we go through in this life, Sister Betty, you know that we're going to have it's going to be this way, because the scripture says that them that endure to the end, the same shall be saved, praise God. And that tells me that we're going to have to do some enduring. And, you know, just a lot of people think this cross the Lord Jesus Christ saved them, and that's all you got to do. But, no, you got to do a lot more than that, praise God, because you're an overcomer by your testimony. You know, faith without works is dead. And, you know, everything just like it comes together and everything you start comes together. But without the Lord Jesus Christ, you can't see the vision that he's got for you. You cannot tell, you can't see the glorious work of God. And you set and doubt everything that someone tells you about it, because you never really tasted of God's love, you know, and grace, praise God. But one time, you know, just sometimes there's a time for everything under the heavens. And a lot of people say, well, I don't know why I have to keep doing this and doing that. But you don't have to do nothing, praise God. Get Jesus Christ in your house, in your heart, and go home when you do, and kick everything that belongs to the devil out, praise God. Then Jesus got enough room for his spirit to move in there with you, praise God. And then everything seemed like everything is doing right, praise God. You get tired of being on the other end of it. You know, everything goes wrong and everybody's laughing at you, and you just can't prosper nothing. But until you get the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, you ain't going to prosper. But as soon as you get him in your life, praise God, you've already prospered. You've got your mansion waiting on you. You got a peace of mind, praise God. You got love that you never thought you had. You got a heart that never will be broke again, praise God. Because he said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you, praise God. But, you know, we got to cling to him, though, and let the world go by, because this world, like I say earlier, I've been in it before, and I ain't got nothing to go back to it. And when I got right with the Lord, praise God, it opened up a whole new my vision is just opened up, and I can see. I could start having dreams. I had dreams, and I had vision. And God would show me. I didn't understand at first, but praise God, but I didn't get mad. I didn't get frustrated, and I sure didn't ask nobody in the world about it. Because the world don't know God. And so, you know, I prayed and I prayed, and I had a good pastor back then, but I've got a good one right now, Brother Willie, you know. He'll help you any way he can. And you know, that's what's wrong, praise God. If you know God, like someone said, oh, I know God. I live with God. I serve God. But then how come you go somewhere else and ask advice of what a God's word means? If you know God's spirit, he said he would bear witness one and to another, praise God. The spirit is what teaches you. The Holy Ghost said, he said, I'll not leave you comfort. I'll send it to you, the Holy Ghost, and he will teach you the things that you must do. And Jesus come back, praise God. And Jesus come within three and a half years. He didn't work very long. He had this for three and a half years, to show his 12 disciples what to do. And from that 12 disciples, they gained disciples, but he ended up having 11, praise God, and everybody knows the story behind that. But, you know, you're not going to win them all over. You're not going to get them all. But, praise God, all you got to do is introduce them to the Lord Jesus Christ and let him touch their heart. Let him whisper in their ear, praise God. Let him draw them to the altar, praise God. Let the Lord have it. But let's don't get the big head and try to take the glory for everything that someone comes to the altar. Yeah, I brought a few people to the altar, but I never one time of myself, praise God. And I don't want to. It's the spirit that draws me, and we got to plant that spirit. Like I was talking about earlier, you got to plant that seed in them. You got to plant that spirit in them. You got to let them think about it a while. You got to let them meditate on it. Then when the Lord touches their heart, the ground's already tilted. And praise God, and then he'll bring that latter rain, praise God, and he'll straighten out that stony heart, and you'll have a love that you never know. You'll love your worst enemy that you swore that you never would speak to him again, praise God, because God is love. And Jesus said, hey, you know, let's see, if you got to love your neighbor as you do yourself. And if you don't love your neighbor, how can you love yourself, praise God? How come they say, oh, I love Jesus Christ, and somebody they've not seen, and then they say, I don't love my neighbor, somebody that they have seen, praise God. We got to love and show love. We got to let the world know. They say sometimes I'd be at work and I'd get bad news or something, I would start to tear up a little bit, and then they'll say, won't you do what you told us to do? I said, yeah, I'm going to do that. And I'd always tell them to pray about the situation. And I would go in the bathroom and I would pray. So I would pray to myself on the way in there. And praise God, you know how it is. You've got to get your mind straight. You got to get. So if you can't get in the closet, is what I'm trying to say. Get somewhere that's talk to yourself, praise God. You and God can talk. Get out to yourself, praise God. And if you have to, get down on your knees, praise God. But don't give up. He said, there's a time for everything. There's a time to be born. And then there's time to die. There's a time to laugh and then a time to cry. And, you know, I'm thinking about this too. You know, Sister Betty, we all got it backwards whenever we're born into this sinful world. The people, they'll rejoice when a baby is born, then they cry whenever someone dies. You know, that we got it backwards. We're supposed to cry for them when they come into this world and rejoice when they leave, praise God. They're leaving this sinful world behind. They're leaving this world behind. But, you know, praise God, they're not hurting no more. And they're not coming back no more. And they're not suffering. And praise God, and they got a home. and glory to go to, and you know that they're going to be took care of, praise God. And God has got them right in the palm of his hand like he said he would do. They got a mansion, praise God. They walk on street of gold, praise God. And you know, but people down here, they just think that they can, you know, serve the Lord and just do what they want to. But, you know, to me, that's what you're wishy-washy. Or an unstable is what I'm trying to say. And it says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And what that means, you don't know which direction you take. I was like that before I let the Lord come into my life and into my brain. I put the helmet of salvation on where they couldn't nobody play in my head no more but except Jesus Christ. And he don't play, and he'll give you a dream, praise God, and he'll speak to you. And some say, well, how can I tell when God is speaking to me, praise God? Well, if he's screaming at you, chances is it's not him. But praise God, when you hear that small, still voice, that's what you will be listening for, praise God. And when you hear that small, still voice, you'll know that it's him, praise God. And you'll have to do like Paul when the Lord knocked him off that horse, you know. He said, yes, Lord, I am him. I'm here. He got his attention, praise God. In other words, I'm trying to say, he got Paul's attention, praise God. He called him Lord because he knew that something had more power than him that got on him. And I guarantee you, if you go to an altar somewhere and if you get right with God, I guarantee you that you'll say, ooh, I should have done this 20, 30 years ago. I've tasted something out here come in my heart that I have never felt before. And man can't give it to you. The only one that can give it to you is the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And he said, ask anything in my name, praise God. And my Father will do it, praise God. But, you know, we're going to have to stand up sometimes. And I think Brother was talking a while ago, you know, we got to stand up for this world. We got to preach. Not what thus says the deacon board, or not thus says the lady board, or thus says these elders that's in the church. But they don't want to hear nothing, praise God. Right. If you get on their toes, they want to get rid of them, or they want to, or they don't want to come back, and they take half the church with them. That ain't right. Well, if they get on to you that bad and it bothers you, I've been there before, and I've been in that spot. But I didn't get mad. I didn't leave. You know what I done? And I said, took it to God like he said to do. And I said, Lord, is it me? Do I need to straighten up, Lord? Lord, help me. And like the young root, like the man in white, his son, I think it was, Jesus healed him. He said, I believe, Lord, but help my unbelief. He said, and you say, well, I don't make a lot of sense, but yeah. If you want to learn of God every day, he'll amaze you the way that you think anymore. I didn't, you know, I believe this now. You know, some of them, they say they believe, but there's a little bit of, you know, I don't know there. But, you know, when he does it, there's no doubt in your mind that God says, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. And Amen. Praise God, we all get there sometimes. We all get there. And we all get to have, you know, we have the ups and downs in this world. You know, every day is not a bed of roses because, you know, like I said earlier, them that endures is going to be, you know, endear to the end will be saved. But we're going to have to. We're going to have to because we have to put up this old fleshly body. But praise God, we don't have to abuse this body to say, I love the Lord, and we don't have to go and get markings up on her body and say, oh, I love the Lord, because it's not his temple. It's not our temple no more. If Jesus Christ had moved in there, that's his temple, praise God. And whatever you do to that body, you say it's my body, I'm living in it. But no, if the Spirit of God is living in there, that don't belong to you no more. He bought you with a price, praise God. The price that he paid for you was when he hung on that cross, praise God. He died for our sins. He died that we could be free. He died it so we wouldn't have to take them thorns in the head. He died it so the world could look up on us and say, hey, I want what you got. But that's getting harder and harder for people to say, praise God. They look up on the church world today and they'll just say, hey, I'm a Christian. They'll say, okay, yeah, right. I've heard it many times nowadays. The Bible says, to study to show yourself approved. You got to let the world see. And your Bible, on this Bible, they're going to see, Sister Betty, is our life in front of them. And if they can't see the Lord Jesus Christ in us, they say, huh, I thought y'all had something. Don't be telling me how to do it. But, you know, I'm just here to say, you know, praise God, that, you know, we all go through things. But one thing about it, we do not have to travel alone, praise God. And they said, you know, there's a time to cast away and a time to get stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. You know, number six, and a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away. You know, sometimes we got to cast away, praise God. Hey, some things in our life that we're going to have to keep if we won't make it to heaven. We got to keep Jesus Christ in our life. We got to keep him functional every day. We can't just serve him one day and live for the devil 20 more days and come back to the Lord. No, you're going to have to cast him away, praise God. You're going to have to get him coming out of the picture because God is a jealous God, praise God. And he said, hey, cast that stuff away from you. And like I say, when I went home, I got saved. I went home, praise God, and the records and the beat at records. And now they people just, they don't know what records are VH cassettes, not cassettes, but them 8-track tapes. I mean, a bunch of them were thrown away. Then somebody asked me, why are you throwing them away? I said, because I don't do that. Well, you could give them to me. I said, if I don't want to listen to that garbage, why do I want to give them to you?
Amen.
That's that ruined my life. That ruined my life sometimes, you know. And if I say, hey, if I don't want it back in my life, I'm not giving it to you to bring back up to me sometimes. So I just assume to just throw it away. Clean up the house and kick the devil out, praise God. And then you can feel God stretching out in you. You got to take a stand. You got to say, Lord, it's, and then you say, some of them say, Lord, I've cried long enough. When am I going to rejoice? Well, it may not be here. It may be when you go to rejoice and when you get into heaven, praise God. Because we got to endure to the end. It ain't over until it's over with, praise God. And they'll say, I thought this one was saved and that was saved. You know, we're really not saved until we get to heaven, but what we are right now is a working vessel that God can trust and use to help someone else. We can testify and tell them what we've been through, praise God. But, you know, other people say, well, why are you telling me this? Well, we've been through it, and we know what you're going to go through, and we're not prophesying to you, but we're here to tell you. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe in that, too. I believe in it. I've been prophesied both ways, and some of them are lying, some of them what. But, you know, what you got to do is sit down and talk to God about everything. Don't hide nothing from him. You talk to God. You know, I got a song I heard the other day. It said, you talk to your doctor, you talk to your lawyer, you talk to your banker. And none of that was no good, but have you talked to Jesus today? Praise God. Everybody goes all the way around Jesus. They'll go around Jesus and talk to everybody else about the problem, you know, but they won't talk to Jesus about it. And the next day they'll wake up in the same situation, praise God. But I take it to the throne of God where he says, hey, cast your burdens up on me. And my burden is light, my load is light, my burden is heavy, my load is light. In other words, we don't have to fight these battles. We can just turn them over to him, praise God. And just turn them over to him, praise God. And I just want to say I love the Lord and and thank the Lord for everything he's done. My one sister, Betty, that was in the coma, she's doing great now. She got in a nursing home, and they got a trigger in her. And I got news today they got her oxygen level back down to 2 now. It was way up 90s, 80s, and now it's down to 2. She's breathing on her own. Then my other sister, Shirley, building in Savannah, her cancer's come back pretty hard. And so just remember them two, especially in prayer in our church, the Vernon Full Gospel. I'll turn it back over to you, Sister Betty.
Okay, it's good to have you on here tonight with us. God bless.
Glad to be here.
Brother Miles, go ahead and obey the Lord.
All right, sis. You know, it's just a great opportunity to come on and be able to speak to people about the Lord.
Yes.
I was praying about something for us to bring this week, and it's come to me. And it says this, to everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. And I thought about that when, you know, I got to praying about it, and it struck me in my heart that it's what I was one time. I thought I had plenty of time. You know, I was going to get saved. I believed in God. I trusted God. I knew Jesus went to the cross. You know what? But I kept putting it off. And then one day, everything seemed like the bottom fell out of everything in my life. I went up and talked to a preacher up here at a church, and I wound up in the woods behind Mama's house and got forgiven all my sins and cleaned up. And all the nasty, filthy stuff in my life, was I was rid of it, didn't have to do a thing but trust Jesus. But there was a time. He had a time for it. People, let me tell you something. You can put off this. Glory to God. And you can say, well, I've got plenty of time. I'm young. Let me tell you this. This old preacher, I've preached a lot of people's funerals that was a lot younger than me. And they didn't have time. And you may not have it either. And I may not make it through this night. But guess what? You're not guaranteed tomorrow either. But I'll guarantee you this. Eternity is going to be a sad and a long place without Jesus in your life. Without having him as your Savior, you're going to have to face your sins once and for all. And why not give them to the Lord while there is time? Glory to God. It said in this verse, a time to be born and a time to die. And I'll tell you this right here, from a stopper. There ain't none of you out there chose the time you was going to be born. And praise God, you'll not choose the time you're going to die either. Because if you commit suicide, Jesus ain't in you no way. Praise God. So you don't know when you're going to die. You had nothing to do with when you come into this world. And praise God, you don't know when you're living or leaving this world. Because praise God, I'm telling you something. People don't understand that it's today is when he's talking about. It's not after a while. Glory to God. It ain't waiting till the church has a revival and I'm going to get in. Praise God. It's when, glory to Jesus. John, the 8th chapter, verse 44, said this. No, Jesus said, no man can come to me except my Father draws him. You've got to come when God is calling you. You've got to answer that call and come in. That's the time and it's available. It's when God is dealing with your heart and bringing your sins up in your mind that you need a Savior. Praise God. Don't put off getting saved. Don't put off finding that grace and mercy of God. Don't put off what you can't do after you die. Do it while you're living. Do it while you got an opportunity. Because that day, I feel like it's swift approaching when there ain't going to be no more drawing fire. Because he said when that old Antichrist come, he'd withdraw his spirit from off the earth. There won't be nothing to draw you. Friend, you're waiting till I see them last days coming. And you've never read this book. This book says we're in the last days. It says, when you see the things that's happening now, know that it's now, even at the door. Glory to God. Jesus is fixing to break open the sky. He's coming back. But he's coming back for a people that's made themselves ready and been washed in the blood and born again, sanctified and sealed. Glory to God. Them that don't have evil, that's overriding their good. I praise the Lord, because that day is coming when no one can do it again. Here's what the Bible said. Glory to God. In Isaiah 55 and verse 6, it says this, when to seek for the Lord, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. Glory to God. What's he saying, preacher? He's saying when he's there and he's hitting you and the word of God is striking your heart, that's when you go. That's God on you. That ain't what the preacher preached. Glory to God. But the Spirit of God is upon you and calling you to salvation. Now, if you harden your heart, you got nobody to blame if hell's your home forever, because you're the one that made the decision. You're the one that hung up the phone when God was calling you. I praise the Lord. If you don't find him while he's right near you and seeking you and calling you out, I praise God you don't get to come. That's as simple as it gets, folks. And people think right now, well, I've got time. I'm a young person. Praise God. I'm glad you're young. I'm glad if you're healthy. I'm glad if you got the things of this world to furnish you for a long time. But you might be like the rich man. His fields and his crops come in so bountiful. And he said, what shall I do? Oh, yeah, I'll tear my barns down. And I'll build greater barns. Just build a bunch of them. I'll put all my goods in there. And I'll lay back and just bear that sumptuous life. Because I'll have enough to do me for many years. I'll eat, drink, and be merry. But God spoke to him. He said, you fool, tonight your soul will be required from you. And what will he have when he's in that lake of fire and he's burning forever and he can't get out? There's no escape. There's no forgiveness. There's nothing left. There's not time for anything. Glory to God, because that day's coming. And it's coming to way too many people. They turn their nose up when you go to tell them about God. I've had them to cuss me. Because I witnessed to them about Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. It didn't bother me. I was trying to plant a seed. And I'm hoping somebody else come along after me and water that seed. And God give it to increase in their heart, in their mind, in their soul, that they become a child of the living God. But friend, you can't put off God. He's not one that wants to wait on you. You're supposed to come when he's calling you. Glory to God. These people have sat in church for 50 years, 60 years, and ain't never surrendered to God. But they're faithful in the church. People, that won't get you there. Being good won't get you there. Being a helpful neighbor won't get you there. Being a kind person to everybody you meet won't get you there. Giving your goods to help others get you there. Only Jesus can get you there. And it's by the blood, and then it'll be by the word of your testimony. I ain't no testimony, brother. You don't know Jesus. Glory to God. You tell somebody where he brought you from. I forgave you. Even though you are just a rank sinner, he took them sins and cast them away and put his spirit within you. You've been born again, friend. You can tell the world, it was a change come in me. Hallelujah. Only thing I done was ask him and believe in him. And he forgave my sins. He cleaned me up. He took every bad thought out. He took hatred out of me. He took the violence out of me. He took the anger out of me. And he brought in a love like no other. One that's able to forgive me for what I did. Glory to God. What I did is not worthy to be mentioned. But what I'm going to, let me tell you, glory to God, that's worthy to be mentioned. I'm going to a place where I don't have to mourn another dead. I don't have to preach another funeral. I don't have to go to the hospital and pray for another soul that's sick and just down and out. I don't have to go to the nursing home and hold services there. Glory to God, because there won't be any of that anymore. There won't even be a tear run down out of your eye from sorrow. No more. Why? Why? When God's calling you, do you want to throw that in his face and say, not now, not now. I want to put it off a few years. Not now, God. I'm living the high life. Glory to God. And don't know that you might die this very night. You might be like that rich man. He may declare to you tonight that your soul is being required from you. Your soul.
That's
the one thing that belongs to you that you will have forever. Do you not love your own self enough to choose Jesus over Satan? There ain't but two ways you can go. One of them is through God, by Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. But the other way is to serve the devil and to live on the things of this earth. They used to call it a Baal, worshiping the things of the world. Everything you could see, that's all they worship. But praise God, let me tell you something. Jesus is more real than anything in this world. Ain't nothing out here that's more real than Jesus. Ain't nothing out here can make you feel as good as Jesus. I tried the dope. I tried the drinking. I tried the party. I tried all that garbage. And it was garbage. And it was ruining me. And it was tearing my life apart. But praise God, one day I got down praying and I met a man, hallelujah, that one that hung on that cross. And when I met him, things changed, people. Things changed. And he's the one that changed them. He's the one that brought peace like I never knew. He's the one that brought joy that's beyond all understanding. You don't know why you're happy every day, except you know that you know Jesus and that he knows you. And it is so enriched into your life that I can't even tell you how it makes you feel. Glory to God. This is something you got to get for yourself. But here's what it said about the time. The time that you're supposed to be given in. And this comes out of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. For he said, I've heard thee in a time accepted. And in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Not after a while.
Yeah.
Not next week. Not when we hold revival again. Not when I get to church, when I get down to pray. That ain't what he said. He said, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. It's not to be put off. It's not to be laid to the side. Glory to God. Do you not understand? Your eternity chooses right now which way you're going to go. You got to look and say, God, I trust you. I believe in you. I've always believed in you, but I put this off and put this off, and dear God, forgive me my sins. Come into my life. Let me be a part of the family of God. Let this change me, glory to God, from the inside out. Hallelujah, God. And Lord, let your spirit dwell within me. Guide me. Teach me. Let me understand the things I don't understand now, because I don't understand how you love me so much to forgive me for the evil things I did. I don't understand how you can bring somebody with so much darkness inside their heart and just cast it out and fill it up with your marvelous light. I don't understand, oh dear God, why you love me enough that you would go to that cross for me, hang and bleed and die, suffer everything you suffered because you didn't want me to suffer hell. I don't understand it, but dear God, I'm so grateful that you did, and I love you too. And I don't care if the world knows I love the Lord. He is my Savior. He's James Miles' Savior. He's my friend. He's my guide. He's my strength. He's my comfort. He's my joy. He's my peace. He's my rock, glory to God. He's my defense. He's my shield and buckler. He's everything I need. And glory to God, they can have the world because the world's going to burn up. But what I got, there ain't a government, an army, nobody can take it from me. Praise God. Jesus said, all of them that the Father's given to me, I've lost none but one. And he was the son of the devil. He was the son of the devil. That's why he lost Judas. Judas was more worried about that money sack and what was in it and the money he could make than his soul. Friend, what's kept you from God? What has kept you when God, you in the church, and you have to hold on under the bench, your knuckles turn white, and you're holding on to keep going up that aisle. And God sitting there just drawing you and pulling you and tugging them heartstrings and letting you know and feel inside you who it is that's pulling, and you hold on to that venture. Or maybe you don't want the people there at church to see you go up there because they know what kind of person you are. But praise God, you may go up there that way. But if you meet Jesus, you'll not come back that way. They all go to church, and they don't want to go to the altar because people will know I'm a sinner. But praise God, I go to the altar and pray for you to turn loose and just come up when God moves on. Every time I go to church, I pray. I'm going to pray. And at all, I want to see people saved. I want them to feel what I feel when I lay down at night. And before my head hits that pillow, I'm praising God. And whether I wake up or whether I do, I know I'm okay, Lord, because I got you. I have received your spirit. I have received the power to become a son of God. Hallelujah. And friend, when you got that, these other problems, they don't seem so big no more. Glory to God. They said we're fixing to have a food shortage in America. There won't be enough food to go around probably. All this kind of stuff. Praise God. I know a little story in the Bible about Elijah. When it come out, it didn't rain on the earth for the space of 3.5 years. And he took him and sent him to a brook. And there was a little water in it. He had water to drink. He had the ravens bring him food and feed him while he was there by the brook. Glory to God. I mean, God took care of him. If you can't do it that way, you don't know Jesus. If you don't feel that way about God, you don't know who he is. You don't know what he can do. You've never met him. Praise God. Get off that seat and get down on your knees and come to know Jesus tonight. Glory to God. You ain't got time to play around and just get up and just go through the motions of going to church. It's time to get in and be part of the church. I didn't say denominations either. I didn't say you had to be on the book of the church, but you got to be in that book in heaven. You've got to be on the Lamb's Book of Life or you cannot get in. Because that's my invitation only. Do you understand? I know what's going on. But it's by invitation only. If you make it to heaven, it'll be because God chose you and called you and you yielded to the call. And you come in and say, right now, Lord, now, this is the time. Right now, I'm asking you to forgive me. And you went up there in faith and you got down and you wouldn't get up till you knew something happened. That's what it's about tonight.
Praise God.
See, that's what it's all about. We preach the gospel of Jesus. What I preach, I can back up with the Word of God. I don't care if you call me a liar. I can show it to you in the Word. And that's what counts about a preacher. If he's preaching something else to you, you need to get up and just wipe the dust off your feet and find a preacher. I don't care. Preachers get mad at me if you want to. But if you're not preaching the Word of God, you're telling them a bald-faced lie. And the Bible says, let God be the truth, and all you be a liar. So praise God tonight. If this is your time, you know that God moving on your heart. Right now, turn loose. Don't hold on to nothing. Let go for the hope of getting a hold of Jesus. Because when you get the hold of Jesus, your whole life, your whole outlook, your feelings, your love, everything's going to change. You're going to be able to love people you've never even seen them. And you hear they're in trouble, and you're going to get out and love them so much that you'll be crying to God, fasting for him to help them. Families that you don't know, you just heard the misery and the torment they're going through, and you get down and ask God to help them. Why?
Yeah.
Because you will find love for them in Jesus Christ. Before I get off here, this is what I was doing. I didn't want to preach a while ago, because I really didn't want to sing. And I'll tell you before I do, I'm not a singer. So if my little voice does all that stuff, don't worry about it. But this song went right along with this tonight. And it's called No Time to Lose. Praise God.
Praise.
There's no time to lose. There's no time to lose. The fields are ripe to harvest, but the laborers are few. So work for the master. His will let us do. The night is surely coming,
and there's no time to lose. So live, sinners, now don't you wait another day. The Lord is surely coming, and now it's time to pray. For Christ, he is the answer, but only you can choose. So open up your heart to God. There's no time to lose. There's no time to lose. There's no time to lose. The fields are ripe to harvest, but the laborers are few. So work for the Master, his will let us do. The night is surely coming, and there's no time to lose.
Amen.
Now what a happy time in heaven, when our soul is saved from sin, and we seek the Savior's pardon, and with grace we enter in. The angels will rejoice when they hear the good news. So open up your heart to God. There's no time to lose. There's no time to lose. There's no time to lose. The fields are ripe to harvest, but the laborers are few. So work for the Master, his will let us do. The night is surely coming, and there's no time to lose. Praise God. I hope that song to make your mind up. No, we really don't have time to lose putting God off. Invite him in, and you're going to find more time. You're going to find eternity. For that's where it's at, friends, in Jesus. And I love you. Don't turn it back to you, Sister Faith.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Good word.
Yes. Bless the Lord.
I'm going to have Tim to come around and sing a song, and then we're going to go to the Lord in prayer for all the needs and the ones up on Facebook. If you have any prayer requests, just put them in the comments, and we'll see them there, and we'll pray over them. Okay, Tim.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless him, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Living in a cold, dark world, evolution stopped by man. Basic prayer out of cold, and olives filled our lane.
Yeah.
They ordered the Ten Commandments, removed from their side. But one question I want to ask them, what's wrong with living right? What's wrong with living right? Can anybody tell me? I'm doing what I know to do. I'm living for Jesus. He's the way, the truth. I'm not going where I should go. I'm surrendering Jesus with all my mind. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right? He may think I'm strange, living the way I do. Different from this world, out of step, oh how to roll. Call me crazy or insane, and tell me I'm alright. But one question I'd like to ask him what's wrong with living life.
Savior today, you need to ask him to come in and be the Lord of your life.
Amen.
We're going to pray over the prayer request. God knows every one of them, and we're just going to pray over them and ask God to meet them, meet the needs.
Yes, hallelujah. Praise God. Lord Jesus, we pray, Lord, tonight, God, for the request, Lord. Before, Lord, it's out there tonight, God. You know the needs. You know the requests, Lord. You know, God, them, Lord, that needs you, needs a touch, God. Needs you, Lord, in their life, God. We just pray tonight for each one of them, Lord, whatever their needs may be, God. Pray, Lord, the salvation or healing or deliverance in their life, God, as we all agree together tonight, Lord. Your mighty name, Jesus. You'll heal them, Lord. Oh, you touch them, God. Lord, we just thank you for the word of God that went forth. Lord, tonight in song, Lord, everything has been set down, Jesus. We can lift you up, God. Give you glory and praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For your love and mercy. Jesus, Lord,
hallelujah.
Yes, great.
Move on and help them, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless the revivals that are coming up.
Lord, yes,
Jesus.
Yes, move, God. Mighty fire, Lord. Tonight, God.
We do it in the name of Jesus.
Way, Jesus. Yes, God, tonight, Lord, every need. We get them hospitals, nursing homes. Lord, the little children, God, worldwide. Touch them, Lord. Oh, Jesus' name, God, we pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you now, Lord.
Praise God.
Praise.
Oh, I see we just got a few seconds to go here, so we're going to say goodnight. We love y'all. We won't be on next week now, the 16th, but we'll be on the 23rd. So join us back on the 23rd. We're going to be in revival, and if you're in this area, come on out and be with us. 391 Hickory Grove Road. Madisonville, Tennessee. Starts at 7 o'clock every night. So come on, be with us.
Yes.
God bless.
Amen.
Good night.
Bless you, brother.
Love y'all. God bless.